USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Both the east and west coasts are in for a toasty day. The National Weather Service in New York saying a heat advisory is in place and temperatures could feel like 100 degrees or more in parts of New York and New Jersey. Meantime, folks in the Pacific Northwest also dealing with more sweltering temperatures, as it's expected to reach 107 degrees in Seattle. Seattle resident Pat Andrew tells USA Radio News his city's not used to temperatures this hot.
We don't have a lot of super hot weather, so when it hits us, you know, people are kind of unprepared for it. We don't, you know, all the houses, some of the businesses don't have air conditioning.
A federal judge dismissed antitrust lawsuits the federal government and most states filed against Facebook. This is USA Radio News.
Energized Health. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn. John and Chelsea Jubilee with Energized Health are regular guests on my show, sharing their breakthrough science of intercellular hydration. I love John and Chelsea. The results? People lose fat fast while eating many of the foods they love. You can too. Plus, supercharge your energy, boost your immune system, look and feel years younger. It's simple and natural without painful exercises. How do I know? Because I just completed my first 88 days on the program, and I've lost 25 pounds of fat. I'm getting hydrated at the cellular level, but don't just take my word for it. Go to EnergizedHealth.com and check out hundreds of amazing testimonials. For all the details, click on the red button at EnergizedHealth.com. Watch the masterclass. It's free. Or cut to the chase. Join right now at 888-444-8895. Join me. 888-444-8895. Mention WAR and get 40% off. 40%! Go now to EnergizedHealth.com. 888-444-8895 or EnergizedHealth.com.
Legal immigrants are speaking out regarding how one state is treating illegal immigrants.
Oregon has announced they will be offering all illegal immigrants in their state free Medicaid on the dime of the American taxpayers. Albanian-born, now U.S. citizen and attorney Peter Lamage on Fox News says every American should be outraged.
This is an insult to every American citizen to begin with. It's an insult to everyone who came to the United States legally. Well, what the Democrat Party is doing right now, they are promoting chaos, lawlessness, and rewarding people who come to the United States illegally. As a matter of fact, they are enticing them to come over here. If you and I were to violate the laws of the United States after due process, we will get to receive some sort of punishment.
From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Miami-Dade County Mayor Daniela Levine-Cavana says an investigation is underway regarding what happened to a condo that collapsed near Miami Beach. 10 people are dead and 151 are still missing. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download in iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
Health officials continuing to warn people about a dangerous COVID-19 variant.
The Delta variant of the coronavirus continues to spread through the U.S., where more than 20% of new cases are of that strain. That number is significantly higher in the U.K., where the variant became the dominant strain a few weeks ago, and now 99% of new cases are of the Delta variant. But new case numbers there are not as high as in past surges, and the majority of hospitalizations are occurring in unvaccinated people. Former FDA Commissioner Dr. Scott Gottlieb believes the U.S. will have a similar experience with the variant. He tells CBS's Face the Nation that areas of the country with low vaccination rates could see dense outbreaks.
The experience in the U.S. is likely to be similar. We have a population that also has a lot of immunity in it through both vaccination and prior infection. But there are social compartments in the U.S., both geographic and social compartments, where you have under vaccination and you don't have a lot of immunity in the population. It's particularly rural parts in the South, particularly. You're seeing what's happening in Missouri right now, where about 60% of the infections are the Delta variant. And so that's a reflection of the fact that you have parts of the United States where we don't have a lot of vaccination, and we also don't have a lot of prior infection.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Meraki.
The price of gas going up. According to Gas Buddy, prices have risen over 2 cents a gallon in the past week. The national average now sitting at $3.09 a gallon. That's almost a nickel higher a gallon than a month ago, and more than 90 cents a gallon higher than this time last year. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.